The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. With us every week, I'm Joe Galewski. Join us here on the show today by sending us an email. If you have a question or comment about a guest or a show or a topic, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Bridget is here today again, and we're on iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to iHeartRadio Talk, a special news and update station that you can customize. Get the information specifically interesting to you. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, go on the web and search for Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. In this hour, 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg with toxic, non-toxic topics, those little yellow pesticide flags on people's lawns at this time of year. What do they really mean? Dr. Ginsberg will talk about disinfectants in chicken processing, which is detrimental. And what does a specific skin protein have to do with cosmetic risks? Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com with Dr. Mike. Let's peruse through these medical stories of the week. And why is it a good thing to sleep a lot, Dr. Mike, when you're sick?
Well, it's very interesting. The sleep improves your immune function. There was actually a study they did on fruit flies and their immunity by sleep depriving the fruit flies, and the ones that slept most after they got infected and regained sleep time had the best immunity compared to those who were sleep deprived and didn't get enough sleep. Of course, the best fighting infection were those who had slept normally beforehand and were allowed to sleep normally. So sleep does something to your immune system that allows it to fight infections better. And so that's the reason we all know that we sleep when we're sick, and that's a good thing.
I just found this story in the list of stories this week, and I don't have a piercing, but can you talk about that topic, things you should know about piercings? Can you discuss that one? I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I almost think we should get to Bridget on this. So, Bridget, I'm going to have you comment on it. But basically, it says piercings should be done by a professional, shouldn't be done when you're very young, because as you grow, what looks like a perfect piercing at age 5 will grow. It may grow into something very ugly. The second thing is you want the piercing to be in an area with high blood flow, so it heals fast and without pain. So there's certain areas on the ear and even nose and mouth that are better than others, or tongue. I don't like them. I don't like piercing any place but on the ear, obviously, for earrings. And the message is you really should go to a professional who does this a lot rather than your friend who is going to pierce your ears. Part of the reason for that is that this is a thing that will last a long time and could get very infected and cause a lot of problems. So it is something you should have a professional and should have them with trained and clean instruments. Bridget?
I thought that it was interesting that only 14% of people have piercings somewhere other than their earlobes. I would expect that to be higher. Is that just me? Or do you guys
it's
think
just
that's...
your friends.
Just my
no,
friends?
No, it's just your friends.
That might be true. I thought that it was really interesting that they talk about not having your friends do it, because that was one mistake that I made when I was younger. I had my friends pierce my cartilage, and I still have a little bit of a lump on the back of it, even though I took the earring out a few years ago. So it hasn't fully healed, and it's about 4 years later. But more advice they give are that you could be allergic to the piercing, which is important for you to think about the kind of earring that's going in. They said that the jewelry containing nickel, cobalt, or white gold can cause allergic reactions. So it's important to have they recommend having stainless steel, titanium, or 14 or 18 karat gold, which I remember when I first got my ears pierced for my first hole, I used gold because that's what they recommended. And there are certain states that regulate it more than others, the piercing industry. So it's important to look at that online, maybe before you go, to see if your state regulates it and to make sure that you're going to a safe place for your piercing.
I see infants with piercings. What's your take on that?
What's the what?
Anybody? What's your take on infants, babies with piercings?
Oh.
Babies with piercings, Dr. Mike. Infants. Babies that have ears pierced. What's your take on that?
Well, the problem with that is that what looks like a perfect cosmetic piercing in a baby, as the baby grows and as the ear changes shape, that piercing may end up in a weird place and be very ugly rather than cosmetically beautiful. So my take is we shouldn't do piercings probably until after the teen years. Now, that's tough to say, but at least until they're in their, have had their growth spurt at age 12 to 14. Because otherwise, the shape of the ear, the shape of every other structure that you might possibly get pierced may change greatly during that period of time.
Well, I remember my dad made my sister and I wait until we were 12 to get our ears pierced. And I remember thinking that my life was going to be over because all of my friends had their ears pierced years and years before 12 years old. I was definitely the last of all my friends to get my ears pierced at 12.
Well, we should tell your dad that he did a good thing because by waiting, he had a much more cosmetic result.
And here's a question. What is more detrimental to your body? What is more detrimental to your body? Is it piercings or tattoos?
Well, a piercing, if you have it in the ear, obviously, there's no problem. It's accepted. Piercing other places can create a hole that infection can get in. That has a long-term cosmetic belief. On the other hand, I can't remember who said it, but they said a tattoo is a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling. So a tattoo has more permanence, more observation, more difference. And the problem with a tattoo, the classic or most tattoos have some problem getting rid of, and especially if heavy metals have been used in them. So the red is usually cadmium. That's a heavy metal that's a poison to your body, and that will leach out of the tattoo and go to the rest of your body and literally cause heart failure as you get older. That is, your heart is less able to function well and doesn't pump blood as well, so you feel more tired as you get older if you've had cadmium absorbed in your body. So the point is, I think tattoos are probably worse as long as the piercing hasn't gotten infected. Obviously, if you have a piercing on your face and it gets infected, that can cause enormous disfigurement. And we get to see some of the bad outcomes of this, but thank God they're a small number.
Hey, it's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com for any questions or comments on stories or issues you may have for Dr. Mike Roizen, and also on iHeartRadio Talk. We'll go to Dr. Gary Ginsberg for what's toxic and what's not right after the break. Those little pesticide flags on people's lawns. Gary's got some answers as to what those may mean. And what does a specific skin protein have to do with cosmetic risks? And more with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.